Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week, doing something slightly different. I was triggered when I saw someone advertise themselves as a fertility coach with no training whatsoever. And I wanted to explore what that anger within me was about. And I want to turn it to something useful for you, which is maybe give some things to think about if you're looking for a therapist or a coach. And I hope this serves you as you find your way through this journey to getting the result you want. Loving you. This podcast episode is actually born out of an angry response within me when I've seen more than one person market themselves as a fertility coach, one with no training whatsoever and one with very little training, and just noticed my internal response, and there was a lot of anger within me, and I was curious about what that's about. So I wanted to share some of this and make it useful to you to help you maybe think about what to look for when you're looking for maybe a therapist or a coach. And I want to be very respectful because I know there's a very wide range of approaches and not one approach works for everyone, which is why I spend at least an hour, maybe an hour and a half sometimes with prospective clients to see whether we're a fit with each other before we agree to work together. But let me just touch on a bit what I mean by kind of therapy and coaching first. Now, I think coaching, it's a very unregulated industry, particularly here, you know, in the UK, I don't know where it is, overseas, and anyone can call themselves a coach, whether they have any kind of formal training or not. And I think, even like therapy within coaching, it is down to a relationship. And I know some very, well, I'd say very good, impactful, successful coaches that have very little, I guess, formal training. They're very much committed to their own personal development. Almost their training is their own personal development rather than formal coach training. And I get that and understand that. I have no problem with that. And they can be very impactful on other people. I think therapy can be very different. I think therapy, you're getting into some deeper, more personal things with individuals. And I think that's where we need to make sure the practitioner has some specific skills and training to deal with those kind of more sensitive internal limiting beliefs and thoughts and what can be quite painful areas of our life. And I think that needs to be held with more, I guess, skill and art in helping people move on from that rather than get caught into a loop with it. And I think one way I see it is one way you could look at providing tools and techniques. The other is, I think, getting to a deeper level of psychology to really deal with the root cause of the issue. And I think when it comes to fertility, because it's such a sensitive, painful issue, maybe I'm being oversensitive because I've been on the journey, I know what it's like. But I think even my work with my clients, I can see how very quickly, when talking about the fear of not getting pregnant or the pain of this fertility journey, very quickly we get into quite deep personal aspects. I think people are quite surprised in their first conversation with me. They share stuff they never shared with anyone, and we get into quite personal and deep things very quickly. And I think that's important. I think it's good to go there. That's where the real work is, in my experience, is done. So I think when it comes to fertility, I think it's moving into therapy more ground, more than coaching, more than not. And I guess I have a lot of thinking around this whole fertility support space here in the UK. Fertility clinics have to provide 2 sessions of counselling as part of their licence. There's a governing body that looks after the quality of fertility clinics here in the UK. And to get a license to operate in the UK, one of the things is they have to provide 2 sessions of counselling. Now, to me, traditional counselling, that kind of psychotherapy type counselling, I personally think is the wrong approach for fertility patients. I can see where it's come from. You know, this law was put in when fertility treatment was very new, and I think back then it was a big decision for people, ethically, morally, to have this kind of pioneering treatment. And here in the UK, we have a National Health Service, and they look at the best treatment for different conditions, and under their guidelines, counselling is the kind of recommended approach for kind of decision making and looking at big decisions in your life. But it's not the recommended approach when it comes to stress and anxiety. And in my experience for fertility patients, stress and anxiety is the biggest problem, not decision making. So I think they're offering two sessions of the wrong approach and also two sessions of a long-term approach. So I just think I have some big issues around that. And I just don't think it's serving fertility patients, their needs particularly. Of course, it's better than nothing, and counselling can help a lot of people, and not knocking counselling at all. I just think for the majority of people, it may not be the right approach for where they're at, where their need is. So, yeah, whoever you're working with, the relationship's really important. I just think when it comes to fertility, we're dipping into very personal things. We're moving from coaching to therapy very quickly, unless we're just dealing with tools and techniques. I guess I'm quite lucky. I've been trained in both. I'm a qualified therapist and a qualified coach. So I often kind of cross the boundary between the two as and when required, depending on the client and the session. And particularly in my fertility work, it tends to be quite more therapeutic coaching. There's a lot more therapy with my, you know, fertility clients, and I think that's really important for them. And I guess what I'm saying is, when you're looking for a coach or a therapist, I guess on reflection, what I'm saying is, be clear about what it is you're wanting to get from it. If you want a cheerleader, then plenty of coaches can do that. If you want tools and techniques, yeah, plenty of coaches can do that. If you want coping strategies, yeah, that's great. If you want to go deeper, actually get change from the inside out and have some more healing and some therapeutic healing, then maybe look at kind of what is this coach really providing? What's their background? Are they trained in kind of therapy to hold that space for that deeper, more personal, more intimate therapeutic work? So I guess, I don't want it to be a rant. I guess I'm very protective of people on this fertility journey because I've been there myself. I know what it can be like. And I just get, very protective, and I worry when I see people mark themselves as a fertility coach with very little substance behind that. They might have a personal experience of infertility. They may be amazing people, and they can be a great cheerleader, an encourager, and maybe share some tools and techniques. But I just worry whether they have the depth of skills to hold space for someone in this very... And for me, I guess for me, we don't develop thoughts and beliefs about ourselves within this fertility journey. For me, this fertility journey can really highlight things we've been carrying for some time, whether it's fear of not being good enough, fear of failure, fear of not being loved, fear of not being sense of belonging. For me, it can be a real spotlight on those areas of our lives. And for me, that's where the work needs to be done, really, to heal from it, to really know you're going to be okay, whatever happens. And for me, it's for life as a whole. It's not just for fertility. It's for life as a whole. All areas of our life today, but also our life in the future. I want to get someone to really have a different relation with themselves and life for the rest of their life. So they become more the parent they want to be. So for me, it's a bigger, deeper journey than just getting across the line to getting that positive test result. So comes back to what is it you want from any help. If you want some help, what is it you want from that? And then think about, does this person provide that? Have they got the tools, the expertise to do that? And very much so, make sure you spend some time with them, because it is down to the relationship at the end of the day. Your relationship with whoever you're working with is the most important factor. So make sure you spend, I spend an hour to 90 minutes with prospective clients. So hopefully other people would offer similar courtesy to make sure there is a connection, make sure that you are right for each other. So that's just a bit of a brain dump of what's been going around my head recently when I see some of the people kind of advertising stuff. And yeah, I hope it's helpful. I want to share this in love and service for you to help you feel equipped to get the support you may think you want. And I'm doing another podcast, you know, maybe think that, you know, who's holding you? I think it's really important that we feel held on this journey, held in life, not just in this journey. Like, I think everyone in life can feel held by someone or people, or even paid held. You know, so I always have a coach. Of course, I'm loved by my wife, my family, but always I have a coach myself to support me to be the best I can be for myself, for my family, for my clients. So yeah, I think a future episode would be, yeah, who's holding you? And we're looking at, yeah, that in a kind of a psychological, physical and spiritual sense as well. So I hope this has been helpful. So if you think about getting some support, I guess the bottom line is think about what kind of support you really want. Is it just to get you the positive test results, or are you willing to go a bit deeper and let go of some limiting beliefs you've been carrying for some time that are actually contributing to your chance of getting pregnant or not? Loving you.